The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you.
Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment.
Take 17.
Now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. It's just above Alto Forno Restaurant and just across the street from the North Shore Mall. Hope everybody is doing well. Today, I am joined by a special guest. My business partner, Marion Gilman, is here in studio. Marion, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Mark?
Good. This is what you wanted to do to spend your Martin Luther King weekend, isn't it?
Absolutely. Sunday mornings.
See, we have nothing to do. Well, we were just going to enjoy it on Monday, rather, because we got the extra day. Office is closed on Monday. Everyone has the day off. Hope you're all going to your appropriate Martin Luther King Day party on Monday.
Always exciting to have an extra day off, though.
It sure is. We were spoiled in December, weren't we?
We really were. We weren't used to working Wednesdays.
We worked 2 days in the office, off a day on Wednesday, 2 more days in the office, then we had the weekend, and it just continued
worked
to work
out
that
really
way.
Well.
Yeah, worked out well. And fortunately, for the month of December, there wasn't anything chaotic in the markets that caused us to have to work extra hard, was there?
We were very lucky. But, you know, come January, when we actually worked a full week, I think it was a rude awakening for everybody.
It was. It's like
by Friday afternoon, it was tough.
Yeah, we have to be here till 5 o'clock. Are you kidding me? It's
wow.
Like, oh, my goodness.
And 5 days.
I know. And people people were calling at 4:30 and 5 o'clock, and we actually had to answer the phone.
Had to do work.
Yeah, we'd be sitting around at 1 o'clock, you know, in December, and it's like, geez, it's awfully quiet. We're just going to sit around here and wait for the phone to ring. And it was not very busy, but that's a good thing because it's far different from what it was the year before, right?
That's exactly right. And we're pretty organized. We don't wait till the last minute to take care of the last minute or the end of the year stuff. We try to get it done starting at the beginning of December and make sure everyone's taken their required minimum distributions and all. So
yeah,
it worked out really well.
It's important. And you know, a lot of that, it gets credited to Sonia, right?
Absolutely. Sonia does the operations, and she is on top of it.
Yeah, she's been with us 12 years now? Something like that?
I think so, yeah.
It's been a long time that Sonia's been with us. And one of the things that you and I get to focus on because of people like Sonia in our office is the fact that we get to talk with the clients. And we get to sit down and talk to you about whatever it is going on in your financial life, providing you that advice that you want, while Sonia makes sure that if you need your check, you're going to get your check. If you need to have it paid to a particular bank account, she's making sure it happens, and she's just terrific.
But if you need to know whether or not to take money out of your account and pay cash for a car or finance it, we get to talk to you about
that. We get that privilege.
She handles all of those back office details.
Right. She just makes all the money come out of your account happen and make sure that it gets to the right place, that the taxes are withheld appropriately.
And we don't have to worry about it, nor do you.
No, that's right. And well, what's kind of interesting, what people might not think of when they think of financial advisors, Marion, is the fact that many of our clients are in retirement or approaching retirement. And unlike most financial planners who build their relationship by building investment portfolios to grow and grow and grow over time, continuously adding money, while that's important, many of our clients are in what's called the distribution phase.
That's correct. And they're not as concerned about having their monies grow at a rapid rate because they're much more concerned about what happens when the market goes down. I want to be sure I have enough money for the rest of my life. that I have my check every month to live off of.
Yeah, that's real important, making sure that the check lands in the mailbox or lands in your bank account with the appropriate taxes withheld, and you're getting that to support your income. Because most people, I think most people, need more than just your Social Security or your pension check to support your lifestyle in retirement.
And you've saved all these years, and this is what you've saved for, to support your retirement income needs, and you want to be sure that money is there for you.
Yeah, we talk about the fact that you've heard the expression, saving for a rainy day. Well, you know, retirement...
The ultimate rainy day.
Is retirement. I mean, that is the ultimate rainy day, and it's... And it's a pretty exciting day, a series of days, 30 years, 40 years potentially in retirement. But you have needed to build up enough of a fund, enough of a portfolio, so that you can continue to live through a lot of rainy days with comfort.
That's correct. And, you know, it's interesting because so many people don't understand how much they actually need to build up to provide that additional income to them on top of Social Security or pension or whatever they have, and in order to last for 30 years or 40 years. I mean, we are living a lot longer. Our clients are living a lot
longer. That's for sure.
Which is wonderful, but we want to be sure they have money to last if they do live a long time.
Yeah, and if you don't plan to live until 100, now I know people say, oh, if I get to be 93 years old, just push me in front of a bus. No one ever does that, by the way. That's murder. So generally that doesn't happen. And even if you ask someone to push you in front of a bus, they probably won't. So even though you may want to feel like at 93 or 97 that you want to leave this world, you may be around a lot longer than you think. And we need to plan appropriately because it costs money to live around.
That's for sure. And sometimes, and so many people will say to us, oh, well, you know, as I get older, I'm not going to spend the same amount of money. And we find that maybe you do slow down a little bit on travel, but sometimes it's a lot later in life than you ever expect. You might travel well into your 80s, although you might think, oh, I'm only going to travel in my 70s, not my 80s. And the other thing is that a lot of times you just spend money differently as you enter your late 80s, 90s, not that you're spending less money.
Yeah, and we're also finding that many of our clients, as they approach their 70s and 80s, they're thinking, maybe I'd like to give some of this money that I have, that I've accumulated, give it to my children or my grandchildren now.
That's
and
right.
Use it for experiences. Help it for help with college. Maybe it's for a down payment on a house. Maybe it's to pay down the mortgage or just to help with general expenses.
Family vacations are always a great treat for the grandparents in particular, I think.
They are because, you know, when you're in your 60s and 70s, even your 80s for that matter, you're in good enough shape in many cases to want to say, you know, I'd love to get the whole family together. But trying to coordinate all of those schedules is not easy. But if you happen to reach out to the kids and the grandkids and say, you know what, this is important to me, I'll pay for it if we can all agree on a date. Everyone seems to figure out a way to make it happen, even if it might take a year or two. And I will tell you, some of the greatest things that retirees do is create experiences for themselves and for their families.
That's for sure. Those experiences don't go away like, I don't know, you know, something you might buy and that's disposable.
Yeah, you know, your kid wants a new video game or a new cell phone or whatever it might be, or a new pair of sneakers.
And then they're over it in a couple of years.
Yeah, but those trips to New York City even, to go to take your granddaughter to the American Girl store, or to go and see a Broadway show.
Or the Rockettes.
The Rockettes.
Time.
Yeah, a great visit. Or whether it's going up to the mountains, going hiking, whatever it is, those experiences are what your kids will remember. In fact, just ask your kids, what is it that you remember most about grandma or grandpa? And I assure you, it won't be the fact that they gave them sneakers or, you know, a PS4 at Christmas. It's going to be about the conversations, about those experiences. So make sure you have those with your children, because that's what's going to matter.
Right. And do it while you still can.
Absolutely. So we meet with our clients on a regular basis. We've been doing this for 52 years now that we're 2020.
Not us.
No, Dad started the firm in 1968. I joined Friedman Financial in 1991. You joined in
2000.
So we've been doing this a long time. Dad is now out of the business, has been out for a long time. But the roots that we have here in the office, it's right around this community. I mean, we're here in Beverly right now, but 90% of our clients live or have roots right here on the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, the Southern New Hampshire area. So we see many generations of families, and we've learned and seen how people have evolved and grown. And one of the things that people wonder, Mark, to work with Marion and you, Don't I need to be super wealthy? Don't I need to have a lot of money?
It's such a misconception.
It really is. Maybe you can help people understand that, Mary.
Well, you know, we deal with the average person. I mean, that's our specialty because they need help just as much, if not more than, the super wealthy people. And, you know, the super wealthy people have very, very different needs as to what they want from a financial planner. The average person who's worked for 35 years, built up a comfortable retirement plan, own a house free and clear, and now they've got to figure out, well, do I have enough money to retire? And then once they actually take that step of retiring, how do I actually create an income stream from this money? It's a very different mindset. And we work very well with these people because we have a lot of experience with that, what we call the mass affluent client.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I mean, think about, you know, people always ask, well, what does it mean to be wealthy? What does it mean to be rich? What does it mean to have a lot of money? I don't know if you can put a number on it, but I will tell you this. If you think to yourself, I know that I'll never have to worry about money again, okay, I think you fall into the rich category. But if you imagine, you say, I want to continue to live my life the way that I've lived it, and I know that I won't be working forever, and I need to rely on my resources and things that will come into my household to ensure that I can continue to live the life that I want without having to worry all the time about, will I run out of money? That doesn't make you rich, but that makes you a really good client of our office because we can give you that comfort level. We can help you in developing the peace of mind that you want to assure yourself a successful retirement. We're going to be talking about this today. What I'd like to do, since Marion is here, I'd like to spend the next few segments helping you get to know who Friedman Financial is. You've been hearing us on the radio for the past 8 years or so. Many of you call into the office to schedule your initial consultations. We've met so many of you and have had such great relationships, but I know that there's so many new people that listen to this radio show, and I think it's important that you need to distinguish what it is that a real financial planning firm does. Not just the investment guy, not just a stockbroker, but what is it that makes Friedman Financial different, and perhaps we're the right choice for you. We've got to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll have more for you. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
If I had $1 million.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts. I'm joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman, who is in studio with me today. Good morning, Marion.
How are you, Mark?
I'm doing just great. Thanks for waking up early this Sunday morning.
Well, I'm waiting for waffles after this.
Well, I'll take you for waffles. We'll find a place.
We'll go for waffles.
We'll go. Maybe the Depot Diner is serving waffles.
You know, during the winter, isn't it great to have, you know, pancakes, waffles, something like that?
You know, where is your favorite place to go for breakfast, Marion, if you go out for breakfast? Do you have a favorite place?
No, I don't think so. We've gone a variety of different places.
Well, I have a new favorite place to go for breakfast.
Oh,
yeah. It's maybe our listeners know about this. I'm a big subscriber to North Shore Eats, which is a big group on Facebook.
Well, we know that in the office.
There's something like 48 or 50,000 members on it. But my new favorite breakfast place is Nick and Andy's. If you haven't been over there in Danvers, it's in that little plaza where Cumberland Farms used to be. I think there's a Bikram yoga studio over there. But it is great. Nick and Andy's is my go-to place now for breakfast.
So we went there, but for lunch.
Oh, we went there for lunch. That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, and it was good.
I got to take you to my new favorite place for lunch, Marion.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh. What's
so,
that?
So another place that we found on North Shore Eats. Now, this is a not fancy place for lunch at all. And you'd think to yourself, no way. I would never think to go there for lunch. Putnam Pantry. Putnam Pantry has a new sandwich shop. No, I'm not going there for the smorgasbord, Marion. We're not going there for ice cream, but they have a great sandwich shop, and they do a Mayflower sandwich, which I love the Mayflower sandwich.
The Pilgrims?
The Pilgrims, right. Well, I don't know if the Pilgrims are making it, but the woman that does make it, she does a great job. It's a toasted butter sourdough bread with turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and a little bit of gravy. It's nice and warm.
Thanksgiving and, dinner yeah, and a sandwich.
In a sandwich.
Oh,
that's what it is. And
goodness.
So, to tell you the truth, you were out of town when I decided to check out Putnam Pantry because I wanted to be sure that it was going to be okay to recommend to you.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went there. I got the sandwich. I wrapped it up, brought it back to the office, ate it at my desk, and it was still nice and warm and crispy.
Ooh.
So we'll have to do that someday.
Yeah, absolutely.
See, on Dollars and Cents, not only do you get financial advice in a language you can understand, but we provide you with some food tips.
There you
all
go.
Along.
Great places to eat.
And
well, you know that we do have that in common. We love to eat good food.
We do. And just so you all know, following this show is Scott Whitley with Wicked Bites, and he's always talking about food.
Oh.
Last week, Scott was talking about chicken wings. His favorite place to get buffalo wings and chicken wings and stuff. And so Scott does a great job with his show as well.
But we've had buffalo wings in Buffalo.
Yes, we have. We have had them at, what was it called? Do you remember the name of the restaurant?
I don't. I have to admit.
Yeah, we have had buffalo wings in Buffalo. And honestly, they're no better than buffalo wings anywhere else. But but we can say we did it. I think it was called like the Acme Bar and Grill or something like that. Is where
it's
we
famous.
Got it. Yeah, it was. I don't know where it was though. But we had it. But we did do that on our journeys out. But anyways, I promised our listeners when we got back that we would start to talk to them a little bit about who is Friedman Financial. Why is it that if you're thinking about using a financial planner, engaging in somebody to help you make some important financial decisions about your retirement life, what is it that we do at Friedman Financial that might be a little bit different? Maybe it's a different experience than what you've had. But I thought, Marion, I'd ask you first. I know we always say that our free initial consultation starts with a conversation. And what happens with that conversation?
Well, the most important part of our job is to find out all about you, quite honestly. We can't work well with you if we don't understand what your goals are, what retirement means to you. We talk a lot about preparing for retirement because, quite honestly, that's when people are having, typically face a big challenge in their lives. They're going from saving earnestly over maybe 35, 40 years to reach a point where, okay, now I feel comfortable. I can stop getting a paycheck from an outside source. I have enough money. How do I make that paycheck work for me? You know, everybody, when they get to that point, they have a different idea of what retirement might be, what they're going to do. And that clearly affects how much money you need. So if you plan on, you know, if you said, gee, I'm a real homebody, I love to stay home, I love to read, you know, I like to take walks, all that, you have a very different need than somebody who says, I love to travel. I want to go around the world. I want to do this. I want to, you know, I want to go all of these different places. So we need to find out what your goals are. That is a very important component of any financial planning relationship. And that's the point. At Friedman Financial, we do financial planning first.
Always.
We are not people you come to that say, I've got $100,000, invest my money. No, it's what do we need this money to do for you? What's its purpose? What's its goal? And that means what are your goals? What are your purposes for this money? And how long, what's the time horizon for the money? How much risk can you take? All of that. We need to find that out during that initial consultation.
Yeah, and oftentimes the term goal, when people think about financial goals, they think, oh, well, I want to retire, or I want to educate my children, or I want to buy a house. Well, that's a nice goal, but that's the goal that every single person that walks in the door shares.
And now, what does a nice house mean?
Right. We need to dig a little deeper. And one of the things that I think you and I are willing to take the time with our clients to do is to ask questions. This is not like your primary care physician where when they come in to visit with you, they know they have 8 minutes with you because they have to then move on to the next room to see another patient. When you come in for our meeting, you don't have to worry that the conversation is going to lead to you having to sign anything at the end of our first meeting. We're going to make the most of our hour or hour and a half and just learn about you. There's no pressure whatsoever. We just want to ask some questions, help you explore some answers, both between you and perhaps your spouse, because maybe the what you've been thinking about your goals might be, the items that support your goals might be different from your spouse. And we see that a lot, don't we?
We do. And, you know, it's just what we like to try to do is mesh the two together. And sometimes, you know, clearly spouses have different goals as well, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily spend 100% of your time together once you retire. As a matter of fact, we understand that a lot of spouses don't want to spend 100% of their times together, you know. What was the phrase was...
I married you for life, but not for lunch.
Yeah, right. I married you for better or worse, but not for lunch.
Not for lunch, yeah.
I forget what the exact details, but absolutely.
And, yeah, because, I mean, when you retire from work, I mean, it is a change. It is a dramatic change.
It's huge.
And I will tell you that most of our clients, and look, 65% of our clients are in retirement now. Another 15% or so are approaching retirement in the next 5 years. Right. And the rest are maybe in their 30s or 40s or early 50s, accumulating and heading towards that retirement plateau. So we have a lot of experience in seeing the dynamics of what happens when you transition from the working world to the world of retirement. And remember, retirement doesn't necessarily mean, you know, not working ever again. It doesn't mean just going on the Love Boat, throwing your streamers off from the Lido deck, and then just hanging out on the rocking chair, drinking lemonade and knitting an afghan.
We've come a long way from that.
We sure have. And many of our clients who choose to retire say, I might want to retire from my current job, but I want to do some stuff that I enjoyed, but right. Do it on my terms, right?
Right. But think about it. I mean, for many of you, if you've worked for the same company during your working life, you've gotten up 5 days a week and gone to the same place or, you know, a similar place. You've spent 8 to 9 hours a day there, and you come home. I mean, that's a lot of time to fill. You know, that's 40 hours a week that now you get to fill any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, what are you going to do with all that
time?
And
it certainly scares your spouse if that person's looking forward to you coming home.
They're going to be in the house every day.
What are we going to do?
Oops, he's still here.
I remember talking to my uncle who lives down in Florida years and years and years ago when he had just kind of entered retirement. And I said to him, what do you do all day? He says, we wake up in the morning and we think, what are we going to have for breakfast? And as we're sitting having breakfast, we're thinking, what are we going to do for lunch? And as we're having lunch, we think, what are we going to do for dinner tonight? Want to do something afterwards? That's just like, and you lose track of days. We had someone in the office that was here just this past week that said the biggest challenge that she has faced with retirement is she doesn't know what day it is. And the only way that they know, the only way for them to be reset is they still get the Sunday paper. So when the big paper shows up on the doorstep, she goes, oh, it's Sunday again. I can reset my week. And that's what she waits for. She just loses track of what day it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to do when you have an unstructured life. And that does, it's not necessarily the case that everybody who retires is unstructured. Many of them get involved right away. They have other activities to go to. But I think one of the most important points, and particularly for people who want to retire earlier rather than later in life, is you really should be retiring to something as opposed to retiring from something. And we try to gather from people who come to our office, what are they retiring to do? Whether it's volunteer work, whether it's, you know, family dynamics, whether it's, you know, taking care of the grandkids, whatever it might be, all great choices. Just you should have thought of.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do next?
So you bring up some good points. And I mean, if you're listening to this conversation and you're thinking, you know, maybe it might make sense to pick up the phone and give our office a call and schedule that initial consultation with us. Just so you know, we send out an information kit to you. This information kit tells you everything about us, how the firm works, how we operate, what it is that we can do for you, but it also gives you some instruction on how to prepare for that initial meeting, because that can become the hardest part of the entire relationship is actually you making the commitment to say, I'm going to gather all of this stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
It is. I do have to give a shout out to somebody that swung by our office this week. And she did an exceptional job gathering all of her stuff, put it in a binder, had it nice and organized. I think she was pretty proud of herself. She thought it would take an hour or two, and it took a few more than that. But I was extraordinarily impressed with how well she organized her stuff, had it ready for our conversation, and we were able to learn a lot because, you know, it used to be, and it still can be in many cases. I remember when I started with my dad, he used to do this printed shopping bag where he would send the printed shopping bag to people in preparation for an initial consultation, and he would say, just throw all of your stuff in the bag. Don't worry about it. Bring it to us. We'll figure it all out. Well, you know, we're happy to do that, and still plenty of people do that, right? But
it depends how much stuff. It could take all day.
It can take all day, and that's time and money and organization, right? And all of that,
right?
But when you can organize your stuff, you can begin to realize, you know what, maybe I'm not as far away from my goal as I thought. It's a lot easier to see it when it's all organized in one place. And we can certainly help you do that as part of the process. But that front sheet that we send to you with our kit does say how to prepare for your initial consultation. If you're listening to this and you're thinking to yourself, you know, now's the time. You know what? I might as well give it a shot. Maybe you have a relationship with a financial advisor already. Maybe you're trying to do it on your own. But you say that relationship always revolves around another investment I have to buy or another investment strategy. I need somebody to look at my big picture, to understand where, help me understand where everything is, what it's all worth, and how it all comes together. Here's what I want you to do. Give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. No one's in the office today, and honestly, no one's in the office tomorrow because it's Martin Luther King Day. But we will certainly take your messages. Jody will get back to you. We'll schedule some time to have you come into the office. And the other thing I want people to remind them about, Marion, you can do this, is our newsletter that comes out each and every Friday.
We do. We have a great newsletter that comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 a.m. It's called Planning Pointers. Planning Pointers provides all kinds of information that could be helpful for you in terms of financial planning topics, not investment topics. And sometimes it's topics that have nothing to do with financial planning as well. Sometimes we have some clever little tidbits that you might want to know.
We call it financial advice in a language you can understand.
We call it, that's exactly what we call it.
Yeah.
But if you would like to get our newsletter, go to our website. That's friedmanfinancial.com. Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. And you can sign up for that Planning Pointers newsletter on the website.
Yeah, all you have to do, go to scroll down to any page on our website. At the very bottom, you put in your name, your email address, and it's also a place to ask a question. You want to learn a little bit more about the firm, you heard something on the radio that you want Marion and I to respond to, just put the question up there. We'll respond to it.
Absolutely.
It's that easy.
And it's a great website if you want to learn anything more about the firm as well.
Absolutely.
Lots of information.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll have more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
North Shore Music Theater is turning 65 and celebrating with another extraordinary season of musicals. The 2020 subscription season kicks off in June with Thoroughly Modern Millie. The high-octane, Tony-winning musical filled with flappers, tappers, and a roaring good time. Then get ready to be swept up in our magical family production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
It's possible.
This will be followed by Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. And the hysterical sci-fi camp classic, Little Shop of Horrors. The musical season will end with the Tony Award-winning feel-good musical, Kinky Boots. Become a five-show subscriber today and save up to 45%. The 2020 season will also feature the special springtime return of Mamma Mia. For discount subscription packages and ticket information, visit us online at nsmt.org.
This is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial with important information concerning your retirement. In a rare showing of bipartisanship, Congress signed the SECURE Act into law. It revamps the rules around required minimum distributions from retirement accounts, and it changes the way non-spouse beneficiaries can inherit your retirement funds. If you've named a trust as your IRA's beneficiary, or if you're approaching retirement and planning to take a required minimum distribution, you may need to rethink your strategy. At Friedman Financial, we understand the new rules, and we're here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, and schedule your free initial consultation.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, joined by my business partner, Marion Gilman, today in studio. Good morning, Marion. Hi there.
Hi there.
Yeah, we just talked over each other. But that's
normal.
Tell me about it. And I'm the one that's usually talking over you. But I shouldn't do that. I gotta listen more and talk less. I know that.
Yeah, well.
So thank you for joining us. Thanks for being here today this morning, Marion. Thank you for listening to the radio show. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday.
It
is a long weekend. It's back to cold weather again, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was...
Last weekend was just such a glorious weekend. I mean, it was just wonderful. As a matter of fact, you know, I went over to Market Street in Linfield.
Yep.
It was amazing how many people were out and about, hanging out, you know, in the squares there. Of course, there wasn't a lot of skating going on.
It was 70 degrees last week.
It was amazing.
But everything was busy, wasn't it?
It was really busy. Everybody had to get that little breath of spring, you know?
I guess so.
Get outside and take advantage of it.
You know, when they built Marketplace and that had that whole, you know, knock down the golf course and all that, I figured there is no way that's going to work.
Well, North Shore Mall, when it was North Shore Shopping Center, used to be a strip mall.
Right. And you used to be able to walk between it outside. Yeah. The toy soldiers were standing up at the entranceways. There was a few rides for kids.
Yeah, yeah. And it was cold.
Yeah. Who was going to that?
Nobody wanted to go there in the winter.
Right.
So I thought the same thing when they built Market Street. I'm thinking, who's going to go there and walk around in the winter? Well, you know... I was wrong.
That's why we don't buy individual stocks, right, Mary?
That is exactly why we don't buy individual stocks.
We leave that to the professionals to decide what's going to work there.
That's right. That's right. But it's a great retrofit. They're doing a great retrofit at the North Shore Mall now. So
they are.
You know, even though we thought the malls were dead at a certain point, and some of the retail stores are closing up, but they're finding new uses for the space.
They are.
Which is great.
There's a lot of development going on at the North Shore Mall. I know I report about that a lot from our bird's eye view at the office.
We do have a nice view of the mall.
We do. Let me tell you, it was a pretty ugly view for a while when it was just big humps of dirt and watching destruction and steel and wires and beams just sticking out everywhere. It was not the most attractive view.
Yeah.
But things are starting to come together.
Right.
You can see potential now.
That's right. You can see where... So we're on the side of the mall where you can see all of the new construction. So we see where, you know, where Sears was. So we see where the buildings are going to come down and they're going to put restaurants, I guess, all along that side of the mall, create a promenade.
Yeah, the Lifetime Fitness building is, they're working on that.
I mean,
the pools have been put in. You could see the elevator and stairway shafts that they've put in. I guess that's the first thing that they put up when they're building a building. Tesla is ready to go over there. They haven't put any cars in there yet, but it's looks done. I mean, it's painted. There's a couple desks in there, and I'm just waiting for the cars to show up. The chargers are there.
I'm wondering when they're going to open.
Me too, because I'm kind of looking forward to it, because Laura bought a Tesla earlier this year. Oh, actually, last year, I should say. Early this year. She loves it. I wish it was mine, but that's a whole other story. Not that I'm not bitter about that at all. Not at all. So I'll tell you, one of the cool things that we noticed about the Tesla, I was telling you this, Marion, as we were driving over to the studio a couple days ago, was when I drive, I didn't realize how much I hug the left stripe, the stripe on the highway, that I don't actually drive in the middle of the lane. And I realize that when I get into the Tesla, because the Tesla has the self-driving feature. So when it's self-driving, it puts you directly in the middle of the lane. And I feel like I'm too close to the right-hand stripe, but I'm not. I'm actually perfectly situated right in the middle of the car. And it's just, you learn a little bit
from
the car.
It is different.
Yeah, so Tesla's going in there. I understand there's a new... I don't know what it's going to be called. It's similar to like a King's, the King's Bowling. I saw a sign that said Strike Up, but I think that just might be the name of an indication of a bowling alley type that's going in there. There'll be other restaurants, other stores, lots of stuff going on. And look, I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to model the North Shore Mall as best they can around what they did up at Marketplace.
Sure.
Why not, right?
Yeah. Well, they're doing the same at Burlington Mall as well, I understand.
Yep, making some changes over there.
Yeah.
So, lots of things to do. I mean, the other thing, speaking about money and economics and the success of all this building that's going on, people probably just got their statements from the end of the year, Marion. And those statements probably look pretty good, don't they?
They probably do. It was a good year last year.
It was a good year.
You know, all around, it was a good year.
It didn't matter where you invested, was
right.
it?
Right. Yeah, I could have thrown darts at the, you know, they used to have that dart contest where they had monkeys throw darts.
Right. Remember that in the Wall Street Journal? They put
right,
them up there?
Exactly. For years. I think, you know, last year you could have done that. Yeah. Good thing we don't hold ourselves out as the best stock picker because that would have been a disaster last
and,
year, I think.
Yeah, and for how many years have we said, you know, be careful, the market's just going up. It's going to pull back.
It will.
And it still will, and it does.
We just don't know when.
But when we think, Marion, and I know you handle most of the investments in the office anyways, when we start thinking about how clients should be preparing for the future and with investing, whatever, what are you thinking? What's going through your head?
Well, you know, we look at a lot of different factors when we're setting up an asset allocation for a client. Primarily, we look at when are you going to need the money, because that really dictates everything else. When you're going to need the money, if you're going to need this money in 6 months, you can't take risk with that money. You know, you need to be sure that money is all there. Sure, maybe the 6 months are great in the stock market, but it also could be terrible in the stock market. If you put that money, let's say you need $100,000 to buy as a down payment on a house in 6 months, you know, if the market goes down, you're out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really want to take that risk. So, you know, the first thing we look at is what your time horizon is for the money. The second thing we look at is, in conjunction, I should say, we look at your risk tolerance. Some people just can't sleep at night if their accounts are too volatile. And as you get closer to retirement as well, you don't want to see those accounts going down significantly, because where are you going to get your money from? Is it going to deplete too quickly? So we pay very close attention to, you know, the time horizon for the money, the risk tolerance of people, and then also, you know, what's going on in the market? You know, what does it look like out there? If things are really, you know, volatile at that point in time, we're going to tone it down a bit, and we're going to take a more conservative approach to investing that money. We want to be sure that, you know, you're not seeing huge volatility. And by the way, most people don't care about the volatility on the upside.
They don't care.
The volatility on the downside
no one calls,
don't like very much.
No one calls to say, oh my God, thanks so much for making me so much money. But when the account drops, they go, what the heck happened to my account?
Right, exactly.
But I will tell you, here's something interesting that just happened this week. It's a real story. Client is 89 years old. He calls our office and he says, Mark, I'm thinking that I may want to move my account because it doesn't look like my account did all that well over the past year. He says, I started the year in 2019 with $400,000. Now at the end of the year, I have $410,000. And I hear about how the market did so well, but I made $10,000 on my $400,000. He says, I've been given an offer by this credit union, the Navy Credit Union, that's going to offer me 3% on my money. And I'm thinking, well, $10,000 on $400,000 isn't a big growth rate. I mean, certainly I could be doing better. And so I said, well, you're missing something. You forgot something. He says, what did I forget? I said, well, this is an IRA account, and you are 89 years old, and the government requires us to take a minimum distribution. So you had to take close to 10% at 90 or 89 or 90 years old. That distribution amount is about 10% of the value. So you had to pull out $40,000 in early January is when you took it from your account. So your account didn't make $10,000. It actually made $50,000. Because you started the year at 400,000, you took out 40, which brought our level down to 360, and it ended the year at 410. You actually made $50,000. Oh, he didn't realize that. And so he looks at his statement, he says, oh yeah, I see that. And I said, and you had wanted a portfolio that wasn't going to be too exposed to the stock market. You had a, if you will, a 50-50 stocks to bond portfolio. I said, the thing that I can guarantee you, I can make you one guarantee, is that if you move this $410,000 account to the credit union, and you get 2 or 3% guaranteed from the credit union, I guarantee you, you will lose money on your account every year. How is that possible? I said, well, the government is still going to require you to take that minimum distribution, the 10% out. So if you bring over, let's call it again, $400,000, you have to take out $40,000. The bank is only going to give you 3% on your money. So that means you lost 7%. Now, I can't guarantee, we can't guarantee what the return on your investments will be on an ongoing basis, but at least you can be a potential participant in both the ups and the downs, and it hopefully works its way through. He found that very helpful, but Marion, and I know you've seen the similar situations with clients that don't quite understand what growth means in a portfolio. Perhaps you have an example of that as well.
Well, I do, and it's interesting, you know, when you look at growth rates versus dollars made in an account, and that's another item that a lot of our clients don't really understand or don't think about, I should say, when they initially look at a statement. So when they look at a statement and they say, oh my goodness, you know, my account this year went from $20,000 to $24,000. I only made $4,000. That's not a lot of money. Now I have a $200,000 account, and that went to $240,000. I made $40,000 on that account versus the other one that only $4,000. So what's wrong with the investments in the $20,000 account? Well, guess what? On a percentage basis, both of those are still a 20% return. The $4,000 on the $20,000 versus the $40,000 on the $200,000. But you know, again, when you look at it, $40,000 is much better than $4,000, of course. So they don't necessarily think about it at first glance that that's both a 20% return.
You right.
Know? So that's always a confusion for many clients.
And here's another one, and it's on the 401k statement.
Oh, yeah.
You started your year at $100,000, and you put in $10,000 from your pay. You put in $10,000. And your employer matches, let's say, another $3,000. So even if the market was flat for the year, you should have 100 plus the 10 you put in plus the employer match. That gives you $113,000.
Right.
And if the market goes up 5%, 10%, whatever that is, you're getting that performance as well.
Right.
But if you had a personal investment account at $100,000 and the market went up 5%, all you get is the 5% growth. And you say, well, my 401k must be doing so much better than is my personal investment account. No, not really, because you have to take a look at what it is that you've added, what your employer has added. That has nothing to do with the growth. So part of what we do at Friedman Financial is give you that financial advice in a language you can understand. We look at your statement so that you can understand what is doing well. Are you positioned properly? Do you have the right balance within your portfolio? It's what we do.
Right. And the other thing that we encounter a lot is that people feel like they're not paying any fees.
Yeah.
In many investments. They look at it, well, you know, this person doesn't charge me at all. And we want to talk about that when we come back, because this is an important factor when you're looking at what am I actually paying?
Yeah, it's real interesting. You know, forget about what commissions are, what the fees are that you might pay to an advisor. What are some of those internal fees as well?
That's exactly right.
That's important stuff to talk about. Right. And let's do that. When we get back, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Oh, 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 oh.
Just got paid. Friday night.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has provided financial advice in a language you can understand to individuals and families all throughout the North Shore. At Friedman Financial, we know that planning for your retirement is overwhelming. Don't leave this important decision to chance, or even worse, the algorithms of a faceless technology solution. Our certified financial planner professionals meet with you face-to-face to know you and your retirement goals. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, meet with a certified financial planner at Friedman Financial in person. You deserve a strategy that incorporates every aspect of your retirement plan. To learn more, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. 8108 or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are in our last and final segment of the day. It is Sunday.
Goes so quickly.
It does, doesn't it, Mary?
Yeah.
We are in our last and final segment, like I said, of during our Martin Luther King weekend show. I hope you have plans for the day. Maybe you have plans for tomorrow. Maybe you're taking the day off. Enjoy it. I don't know. Are there any Martin Luther King Day parades? I don't know.
Not in January, I don't think. Hey. But not up here. Probably in Atlanta, I would bet there's something.
You know, one of the things that I enjoy going to, and I've been going to for years, I'll give them a shout out, is the Andover Baptist Church. I'm Jewish, right? But the Andover Baptist Church in downtown Andover does a Martin Luther King Day service, luncheon, celebration that is out of this world. Cantory Don from my temple is actually playing there this Monday. I've actually played at this event. I'm not doing it tomorrow. But they have some performers that come in that will blow you away. You want to see talent hang out at Andover Baptist Church tomorrow. If you want to see a retelling of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, I don't know if they're going to have the same guy there that's been there for years. He's a teacher at Andover High School. And what a voice this guy has. You get chills listening to him tell the story and share that reenactment of that Martin Luther King speech. They invite you to stick around for lunch as well. It is a great experience. If you want to just reconnect with the magic and the message that Martin Luther King delivered to this nation and was able to create this new sense of openness, this new sense of connecting with people, if you got nothing to do tomorrow, they didn't ask me to do this, but we just mentioned the holiday. Go over there. They are the most welcoming group you've ever heard.
And it's a multi-denominational ceremony,
isn't it? Very much so, yeah. They have some choirs that come in. They have their own choir that sings. The musicians at that church are absolutely phenomenal. You will love it. So if you got nothing to do tomorrow, I would strongly encourage you to swing by. I don't know whether it's at 10 or 11 o'clock. I'm sure you can go to... Is it 11 o'clock? I was just told by Jay, my producer. 11 o'clock on Monday. So swing by that. You'll have a great time. Anyways, Marion, when we last left, we were talking some financial advice in a language you can understand. We were trying to help our clients and our listeners understand, what does growth really mean in a portfolio? Does it just come from growth? Does it come from adding money? Does it come from the employer match in a 401k plan? And one of the cautions that you had out there was that people also need to understand what fees they're really paying, because so many people oftentimes think, I don't pay anything. It's just included, or I don't know what it is.
And that's the case in certain investments. You never see what fees are included in those. So, you know, we work in a very different manner. We tell you up front what the fees are going to be, so you know exactly what you're going to pay, and you know what you'll get for that fee as well. So we try to be very transparent in all of our dealings with clients. And in the, you know, 10, 20 years ago, it was much more common to work in a slightly different manner where you would pay hidden fees within an investment. So you'd purchase an investment and there would be internal expenses in that investment that paid the person that sold it to you. You never really saw those fees. So they weren't explicit. They weren't transparent. So people thought, oh, well, I'm not paying anything. What the fees did, though, because they were internal, is they reduced the return that you received every year. So, for instance, if there was an internal expense of 1.5% and your return on that investment would have been 5.5% without that internal fee, you got a return of 4%. But you never knew it was because of a fee.
Because the price was just printed in the paper after those internal fees.
That's correct. So you're, you know, you just, it never occurred to you that you were paying a fee to whomever had, whoever you were working with. Not to say that you shouldn't, you know, that people who are managing these investments shouldn't get paid. That's certainly not the case. We don't believe that. However, we just like to be transparent about what you are paying in fees.
Absolutely. And you can oftentimes see these, if you will, what they call the back-end fees. You can see it in, certainly in these products called annuities. You can see it in life insurance that you might purchase. You can see it in different types of mutual fund investments that have what's called a surrender charge that's attached to it. I'm not saying any of those investments don't work or anything like that, but you need and you should be exposed to what those costs are. There is nothing wrong with asking the financial advisor or the institution that sells it to you, what is the total cost to me? Don't ask what you make, because what they make might be totally different from what the cost is. And that's something to learn from that, because let me give you an example. If you were to walk into your local bank and you walk into the investment services department, maybe the teller refers you that says, hey, I see you have a $100,000 or a $50,000 CD that's coming due. Maybe you should talk to the folks over at our investment services center. Maybe they can get you something with a better rate of return. And so they might introduce you to a product and they might show you the potential for being able to make more money that was available in the CD. And they'll tell you that it's not guaranteed or anything like that, but there's great potential. And you might ask them, well, what is the commission on this? And they may say, well, there is really no commission on it because the investment company pays me. You don't pay a commission. Well, you do, but it's because you use the word, what is the commission? You can say, well, what are all of the internal fees? What are the costs that are involved? What would it cost me if I wanted to get out in year one, year two, year three, or year four? Now you're starting to see some further clarity, and that person has to provide that to you. But at the end of the day, let's say many of these what's called rear-ended investments that have a surrender charge of 3 years or 5 years or 7 years.
So just to clarify, Mark, yep, that means that if you decide you want your money back, let's say you put $10,000 in, mm-hmm, and if you wanted your money back within a year, you might only get back $9,000.
That's right.
So that's what a surrender charge is. If you want it back sooner than what the surrender period, then you pay a cost to do that.
Yeah. And the advisor, they might even show you that the cost, they might even show you in the prospectus, the cost is 7% the first year, 6% the second year. But the advisor who's sitting there at that desk is getting paid that day or within a week or two after the money settles there. What is their commission? Generally, that commission, just so you know, it can range anywhere from 2 to 7%, depending upon the amount of money. You can ask them what that amount is. Hopefully, they would tell you. Hopefully, they'll share it with you. Sometimes they don't want to. But what they get of that percentage is usually a fraction of what the full commission would be. The bank gets some. The other people, you know, the company gets some. That's how that works. I mean, generally, when someone buys an automobile, when, you know, you buy an automobile and the profit margin is, I don't know, $2,000 on the sale of the car, the salesperson isn't getting the full $2,000. They're getting a fraction of that where the company gets the rest. Many people work in a commissionable world. And in many places in the commissionable world, whether you're working at a Best Buy or at a car dealership or wherever where people earn commissions, they generally don't tell you what you're making in a commission, what's built into
that.
That's
right. Very true.
This is your money now, and you're trying to buy something that's potentially going to grow, and you want to understand what is the impact of costs and fees that could potentially slow down my investment to grow, and what is it that I'm going to get for the fee that I'm paying?
Particularly over a long-term horizon. If you're looking at an investment that has to be around for 20, 30 years, if there are excessive fees, you want to be aware of that because that's truly going to reduce your return
right
over those years.
But if there is a fee, you need to know what am I getting for the fee that I'm paying.
Most definitely.
Year after year after
yes
year.
Yes. And you should be getting something,
right,
not nothing.
Right. And for us, Marion, what is it that when we talk to our clients, and I've been doing presentations forever on the 1% fee, because that's a general framework of what people pay when they place assets under management in our office. They're going to pay a 1% fee. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it's a little less, depending upon the amount of money that's involved. But what is it that we give them for the 1%, Marion?
Well, first of all the financial planning work, which I think is extraordinary. So included in that financial planning work, we do cash flow projections. We help you plan for college expenses. We help you plan for whether or not to buy or lease a car. We look at your life insurance needs. We do an analysis on that. We look at disability insurance needs, do an analysis on that. Help you decide between, you know, if we can't help you out with purchasing that insurance, we will guide you as to where to go for it, what features and benefits you need to look for. We do tax planning. We don't do tax returns, but we do tax planning. We have conversations with you just on, you know, how much money can you spend each year? Can you afford to do all of the things that you want to do each and every year? Can you afford to put a new kitchen on in your house? What else? I know I've missed some stuff.
Oh, there's so many
estate planning considerations.
That's right. A lot of it, though, has to do with cash flow decisions. Yeah. People want to know, can I afford this? If I'm going to buy a new car, if I'm going to do an addition to my house, if I'm going to help my kids out with something, what's the best way to pay for it? When should I take Social Security?
Is
it now? Should I wait? Should I take the spousal benefit? Should I delay? Should I wait till age 70? What about Medicare planning? Not Medicaid planning. Medicaid is welfare. Medicare is what you get when you turn 65. What should I be thinking in that scope, in that arena?
And how do I pay for that? Because that's now an explicit cost versus if you were working, your employer, it came out of your paycheck. You never thought about that.
Yeah. One of the things I think people find fascinating is that when, let's say you're making $100,000 as an income, and then you look at what your net check is every month or every week from that $100,000 income, and you think to yourself, well, when I retire, I'm going to need $100,000 income just to cover what I do now, because I think about it, I'm just covering my expenses. What I think you'll be amazed at is the fact that you don't need $100,000.
Not even close sometimes.
Right, because the amount of money that is pulled from your pay for beyond federal taxes and state taxes and FICA taxes.
FICA taxes go away completely.
That's right. They go away, but so does the cost of, if you're paying into a pension, that can go away.
Yeah.
Cost of life insurance that you might pay for.
Whatever you might be putting in your 401k.
All of that goes away.
Yeah.
And you begin to find yourself dropping into a lower tax bracket. And so what Marion and I do, what we do as part of the work that, you're paying us a fee to do all this financial planning work, we're going to run scenarios, not just once, not just the first year, but every year. We're going back and revisiting to make sure that you're taking money from the right places, that you're withholding the right amount of taxes, so that there's no surprises in April, that we do the proper tax withholding for you, and you know where everything is and what everything is worth. And the big thing that I love to show people because we've been doing this for so long, isn't it? It all starts with building that big net worth statement for you. How about pulling out that net worth statement from 5 years ago or 10 years ago? There's a big difference, isn't there, Marion?
There is, but a lot of times it's not in the direction you might think.
Well, sometimes.
So a lot of times people have taken out monies and substantial amounts of money over the years, and they still have the same amount of money left. I can't tell you how many people that has happened to.
Yeah, but also what they see is the value of their house has just gone up.
Oh, yeah, that too.
That is just when you see the value of your house going up, but you're not pulling a shingle out of the window, a shingle off the house to turn it in for $500. We have to think of this thoughtfully, and that's what our business is all about.
Right.
It's about those proper conversations. If you want one with us, give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. We've got to get out of here today. Visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Marion, thanks for joining me today. We will see you again next week on Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you.
Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.